morning, Tony Abbott's wife has leapt to the defence of her husband, refuting claims he's anti-women. Margie Abbott says she's fed up with all of those political attacks. She'll deliver a speech in support of the opposition leader in Sydney later today. US President Barack Obama has gone on the attack after Mitt Romney was declared the winner of that first election debate. President Obama is accusing his Republican rival of being dishonest, saying he simply didn't tell the truth about his policies. Commentators say Mr. Romney appeared in command, while President Obama was hesitant. Turkey's parliament has authorised cross-border military action against Syria. Turkey's been firing at targets in Syria in retaliation for the shelling of a town that killed five Turkish civilians. The country's prime minister says he doesn't want to start a war, but is warning Syria not to test his country's determination. A landslide has buried a school building in China, killing at least five children. Two nearby houses were also hit by the landslide in a remote province in the southwest of the country. Rescue teams are continuing to search for survivors. And a Qantas plane has made an unscheduled landing in Darwin. The flight was on its way to Germany via Singapore when passengers reported a burning smell at the back of the plane. Engineers have inspected the plane and passengers will put up in hotels for the night.